It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
And we bid you good evening, everyone, from Johnson Brock High School. Time once again for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight, the Pawnee City Indians on the road taking on the Johnson Brock Eagles. It'll be a girl-boy doubleheader, and we'll have both games for you right here. A special note to those of you listening tonight on Sunny 101.3, I'm very pleased to be joined tonight by Johnson Brock's Clara Heller. Clara, good evening.
Good evening.
We want to remind all of our listeners that if you'd like to watch the game tonight, we are providing an audio feed to the Johnson Brock Strive TV video stream. You can find it at strive.tv/Johnson Brock. If you'd like to watch the game, we'll be synced up with them, our audio feeding right into their video stream, and we hope you'll join us for that and hope to help you enjoy tonight's broadcast. Right now, we're going to step aside and take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll come back, and Clara's going to take a look at the starting lineups. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Are you looking for a fun activity for your 4- to 6-year-old? Sign up for the Shattabogie Kids Camp at Heller Martial Arts. Starting February 3rd, this 6-week camp teaches your child the basics of taekwondo and defense against bullies. Campers get a t-shirt and a board break. Sign up today. Space in the Shattabogie Kids Camp is limited. 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts in Fall City. 402-380-3383.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. The Johnson Brock Eagles and the Pawnee City Indians about to do battle here in a girl-boy doubleheader. Up first, the girls' contest. And here to take a look at the starting lineups is Clara Heller.
Johnson Brock Eagles are 8-1, and their starting lineup is a handful of seniors and sophomore Daily Pelican. We're going to go through by number 2, senior Brooklyn Barons, who averages 6.3 rebounds per game and 9.6 points per game. Sophomore Daily Pelican, who rebounds 2.3 on average per game and has 8 points per game. Then we have Brooklyn Buckmeyer, number 24, senior. She's got about 4.4 rebounds per game and 2.4 points per game. Senior, number 30, Chloe Weiss, with 3 rebounds per game and 9.2 points per game. And the team leader for points per game, senior, number 32, Taryn Ottoman, with 21.1 points per game and 8.2 rebounds per game.
And you know, Claire, I realize you cover the Johnson Brock girls here all the time on Strive TV. It looks like Taryn Ottoman has just basically been unstoppable. 21 points in girls' high school basketball average. That's quite an offensive output. I've done a couple of the Johnson Brock games, and from what I've saw, they're just lobbing the ball inside to her until they find a way to stop her, and so far nobody has.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the last game in the first quarter was a little bit of a struggle to find the ball for Karen, but after the second quarter, she found her rhythm, and it was sinking hoop.
All right, well, let's take a look now at the starting lineup for the Pawnee City Indians. Coach Tim Cluck will go with Kara Pierce. Pierce is a 6'3 senior. She averages 5.5 points per ball game and 1.8 rebounds. Emily Skatula. Skatula is a sophomore at 5'7, 7 rebounds per game, 6.5 points per contest. New to the starting lineup tonight, we'll explain why here in a minute, is Kinsley Benson. Benson, just a sophomore at 5'5, she averages 5 points per game and 2.8 rebounds. She's in the starting lineup. Cameron Ottersberg, a senior at 5'6, 1.8 points, 2.5 rebounds per ball game. And Addie Sisko is a 6'1 sophomore. She averages 6.3 rebounds and 1 point per contest for the Pawnee City Indians. Now, I mentioned Kinsley Benson in that starting lineup. She's tonight replacing Maddie Osborne. Quite a story. Maddie Osborne is a junior, normally a starter for the Indians. She averages 8 points per ball game, but Maddie's been on vacation for a week in California. We've all been hearing about the fires out there, and her flight was delayed coming back because of the weather. And she was supposed to come back, as I understand it, yesterday and would have been here in time to play tonight. And from what I'm told, she's on an airplane right now on her way back from California. We let them know that the broadcast was available tonight on Strive and on Sunny's audio platform. So there's probably a pretty good chance Maddie and her family are listening in to us tonight. If you are, we wish you a safe return after what has to have been quite an adventure in California for your family with all those fires. We mentioned the platforms that this broadcast is available on tonight. Things just kind of keep spreading wide and far here. As we said, we are providing an audio feed to the Johnson Brock video stream. Again, that is strive.tv/Johnson Brock. In addition to that, obviously, we're on our normal FM station at 101.3, Sunny 101.3, KLZA out of Falls City. We're also available on our website. That is mscsports.net. All you do there is click on Listen Live and select KLZA, and you can hear us. But the newest thing we've got, and it's really neat, Clara, I've got it on my phone, we now have an app, and the app is the MSC Radio app, and all you have to do is install that from your favorite app store. It brings up a whole menu of our local radio stations on the MSC Radio Network. You select Sunny 101.3, and instantly you have crystal clear coverage from Sunny 101.3 anywhere in the world that you have internet service. So we're proud of that, the fact that we now have the MSC Radio app, lots of different ways to listen to basketball on Sunny 101.3. We're going to step aside here for another 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with the opening tip after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of local sports. We're a wealth navigation group with Thrivent, and we help people make financial choices guided by their Christian values, so they can take care of themselves and others. Faith is what fuels us. If it fuels you too, let's talk. You can reach us for our Falls City or Auburn locations at 402-315-8711. That's 402-315-8711. We look forward to hearing from you.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Bass Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Bass Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Bass Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
Your old farm truck, a good pair of jeans, and Grandpa's 4020 tractor. Some things are built to last. At Mustang Seeds, we're committed to building long-lasting relationships, not transactional ones. That's why our priorities have remained the same for over 60 years. People, performance, integrity. You can count on us for that. Mustang Seeds, supporting farmers from the ground up.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car.
Driving in my car.
You have a house.
Going in my house.
Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
When you want the real deal, contact local State Farm agent, Blaine Behrens in Auburn or Tecumseh.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Claire Heller back with you inside Johnson Brock High School. We welcome you back. The first half of our doubleheader coming up. We're getting set to have the introduction of starting lineups here over the public address system. As I mentioned, Clara Heller from Johnson Brock alongside. And Clara, you've been covering them here on Strive. These Johnson Brock basketball teams this year, they have to be a delight to watch. The boys undefeated. The girls lost their season opener at Lincoln Christian, and all they've done since then is reeled off eight straight wins. So talk a little bit about that. What they're doing here.
Yeah, that's for sure. This girls' team has come a long way from that season opener. Just a couple of stats here. They've won over six games by over 23 points. Their defense has been amazing so far this season. Since that opener, they've really learned how to put on the pressure on other teams' offense, and it's been amazing to watch them grow.
One of the things I have coaches tell me occasionally, especially the ones that are having very successful seasons, when you've got a team that's going out and winning by 25 or 30 points consistently, the worry that's always in the back of the coach's mind is what happens when they get pressed. Are they going to be able to deal with it when they come up against the competition that will push them? On paper, this looks like it should be a good night for the Johnson Brock girls. They are 8-1. Pawnee City comes in at 2-6, and they are shorthanded with Maddie Osborne not be able to get back from California in time. So we'll see how the matchup unfolds. Jumping it up will be Addie Sisko for the Pawnee City Indians. Taryn Ottoman in the center circle for Johnson Brock. Our official ready to step in, and we're going to tip it up. Here we go. Girls varsity basketball on Sunny 101.3. Johnson Brock controls the tip. With the basketball is Chloe Weiss at the top of the key. Backs it out near the midcourt circle. Sets the offense to the left side. Comes over to Daly Pelican. Skip pass back to Weiss across the court to the right side. Top of the key, Brooklyn Buckmeyer comes left with it. In the paint, Weiss got double team. Feeds to Buckmeyer. Driving layup. Shot is blocked away. Knocked out of bounds. Touch last by Pawnee City. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Inbounding it, Chloe Weiss. She'll stand on the baseline on the left side under her own basket to toss it in. Finds Taryn Ottoman in the corner up onto the left wing. It came to Behrens. Now in the paint goes Weiss. Tries to go up with a shot. Blocked nicely by Sisko and then got the steal. Sisko with the outlet pass. Gives it to Emily Scatula. Her pass thrown away. Driving lay-in up off. No good. Put it by Weiss and the rebound the other direction. Down court to Sisko. Stolen away nicely by Daly Pelican. Pelican stepped right in front of Addie Sisko and made the steal. Here comes the sophomore, Pelican, with the basketball to Behrens in the corner. Again, the ball tipped away, and again, Sisko comes up with it. Outlet pass to Gatula. Down court, Gatula. Tried to get it down into the hands of Kinsley Benson. The ball stolen back, and here comes Buckmeyer. Out to Daly Pelican. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. Feeds it up to Chloe Weiss between the rings. Top of the circle to the left wing. Brooklyn Behrens holds the ball to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Around the outside perimeter, outside the three-point arc. Now Ottoman in the corner. Goes to Behrens, a reach in, and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. We'll see who that one's on. The official turns his back to us. That's unfortunate.
That foul is going to be on number one, Kara Pierce. First personal foul, first foul for the night.
They get five per period now. If you aren't familiar with the rule changes here in high school basketball, here's the inbound pass to Behrens. Comes to Ottoman. Ottoman tries to drive the baseline. Feeds over to Buckmeyer into the corner. Right side. Top of the key. Behrens for three. Up and off. No good. Chloe Weiss comes down with the rebound. No score in the contest. We've played a minute and a half. 6:30 to go first quarter. Here comes Taryn Ottoman. And again, the ball knocked away by Cisco. Now it's going to go out of bounds. It'll go off the fingertips of Kara Pierce. And it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. A little bit, I'm impressed with Addie Cisco. Able a couple of times when Ottoman went into the paint. Cisco's batted the ball away. She's a big girl in there. She matches up size-wise with Taryn Ottoman. Johnson Brock's basketball. Chloe Weiss inbounds it to Ottoman. Behrens top of the key. Off to Daly Pelican, right wing. Now they go inside. Here's Ottoman in the paint. Tried to put a bounce pass to the corner to Weiss. She's going to be tied up. Reaching in there to tie her up was Emily Scatula. Gatula, 5'7 sophomore. Yeah, she's a distant relative. They're a part of the Steiner Gatulas. Distant cousins. We're all related one way or the other in the neighborhood if your name's Gatula. Here's a driving lay-in up and good. First 2 points of the ball game by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens made a steal at the free throw line and laid it in. With the ball as Emily Gatula knocked to the floor. The ball got away, went out of bounds. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson Brock.
Yeah, that foul going to be on number 32, actually number 5, Daly Pelican. First personal foul, first team foul for Johnson Brock.
Full court pressure now by Johnson Brock. Inbound to Gatula. Has the ball stripped away. Stepping on the sideline when she came up with the steal was Chloe Weiss. And it'll go right back to Pawnee City. Kara Pierce will trigger it in from the sideline in backcourt. Tosses into Gatula, the sophomore, on the dribble. Met up by Daly Pelican at the midcourt line. Gatula brings it across the timeline. Works to the right wing. Goes to Pierce with the pass. Kara Pierce goes into the paint. A little floater up off the glass. No rebound brought down by Chloe Weiss. Downcourt pass. There's Pelican. Lost the handle on it. Got the ball back and comes to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Over to left side. Chloe Weiss for three. Bank shot does not go. Struggle for the rebound. Buckmeyer comes out with it. Out to Pelican. She'll launch a three. This one is off. Doesn't go. Again, Buckmeyer with the rebound. They've got a routine going here, Clara. Buckmeyer keeps pulling down the offensive boards and getting it back for him. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Behrens stumbles as she moves toward the baseline. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City. We'll see who this one is on.
That one's going to be on number 1, Kara Pierce. Her second personal foul, 2 team fouls now for Pawnee City. And we've got about 5:17 left to go. 2-0 is your score. Johnson Brock with the early lead.
Buckmeyer off to Pelican. Right wing for three. Off no good. Ottoman rebound. Follow shot. Put back up. Won't go for Taryn Ottoman, but she will be fouled. And we're going to put Taryn Ottoman at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
That one is going to be on number 44, Addie Cisco. First personal foul for her. 3 key fouls now for Pawnee City.
Taryn Ottoman averaging 21.1 points per ball game. First free throw is up and off. No good. Johnson Brock off to a little bit of a slow start here. They've played nearly 3 minutes, only 2 points on the board thus far. Pawnee City hanging with them at this point. Taryn Ottoman ready for her second free throw attempt. Takes aim, launches the shot. It's up and it's in and out. No good. Rebound. Ottersburg comes down with it. And with the rebound is Cameron Ottersburg. Outlet pass goes to the left side, across the timeline on the dribble. That's Benson into the corner. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds over there by, I believe, Brooklyn Behrens hit the ball. Touch last by Behrens. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. For the Indians, Kinsley Benson to inbound it. Benson lobs it up top. In the game now is Eric Aguirre. Aguirre dribbles into the paint. Almost lost the ball. Now it's picked up by Benson. Comes back to Aguirre. Aguirre with a long three off the rim. She's one of three sisters. They are triplets on this basketball team. The Aguirre triplets with the ball on the right wing. Chloe Weiss. Top of the key. Taryn Ottoman. Long three. That was an NBA range three. Didn't go. Rebound comes down to Aguirre. Aguirre into forecourt with the dribble. Gets it across the timeline. Beats to the right side to Gatula. Emily Gatula takes it right at Ottoman. Ottoman blocked the shot right back at her. Fast break down the other way. Long pass. Brooklyn Behrens driving, laying up and good. Brooklyn Behrens with her second basket. She has all four of Johnson Brock's points. Full court pressure now by Johnson Brock. Ottoman tipped the ball away from Benson down here. Knocked it out of bounds. They'll have to play it in again. They lost 4 seconds off the shot clock. Now we're going to have a timeout taken.
We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and MSC Sports Radio Network.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
My name is Randy Gatula, seated courtside with Johnson Brock's Clara Heller tonight for our broadcast, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on the Johnson Brock video stream at strive.tv. Our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios is MJ Evans, doing her usual fine job on a cold January night. Apparently, they were able to dig the station out. It is my understanding that the drifts got pretty deep down that way, south of Fall City, 16 to 18 inches. It's been a couple of days now. Time to dig out the radio station so we can get back to work. Right, MJ? Back to live action. Pawnee City has the basketball, and a double dribble is going to be called. Double dribble there by, I don't think that was Blecka. I'll check that. I have to see who had the ball last on the far side there. Erica Gira. That was Gira with the double dribble. Johnson Brock gets the ball back, and Chloe Weiss goes to the corner to Buckmeyer. Feeds into Behrens under the bucket. Around the horn to Daly Pelican. Left side Behrens. Thought about it. Didn't want to take the 12-footer. They're trying to lob it into Ottoman, and Cisco's doing a pretty good job keeping her covered up and keeping the ball away from her. Now in the corner with the right, Buckmeyer. Now Ottoman's got it in the paint. Moving toward the hoop. Goes up with a shot. Does not get it in. Got her own rebound. Follow shot. Put back up and good. Karen Ottoman with her first 2 points of the night. She averages 21 per ball game. As the Indians bring the ball up the court, we've got a whistle and a foul is going to be called out here near midcourt. Official turned his back on us. Have to wait till they post it.
That's going to be on number 30, Chloe Weiss. Her first personal foul, two team fouls now for Johnson Brock.
Weiss applying pressure to Gura as she comes across the timeline. Bounce pass to the right side. Kenley Benson for a long three. Rebound Cisco. Follow shot up and good. Nice job underneath by Addie Cisco. She's 6'1", just a sophomore, trying to match up in there along with Taryn Ottoman. 6-2 your score. Johnson Brock up by 4. Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the baseline left side out to Brooklyn Behrens. Three up and good. She pulled the trigger from the corner on the left side. Brooklyn Behrens has 7 points in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. This is Gira from the left wing with a three. It's short off the rim. Ottoman with the rebound. Fast break. Here comes Brooklyn Behrens, left-handed driving. Lay-in up and good. Brooklyn Behrens is having herself some kind of a quarter. She's already got 9 points with 2:47 to go in the first period. Here comes Pawnee City down court. A whistle and traveling is going to be called. Well, what happened to Kinsley Benson there? She got trapped between two defenders, picked up her dribble, and had nowhere to go with the ball to try and get the dribble down. Clock show 2:40 to play here now in the first quarter. 11-2. Johnson Brock has suddenly opened up a 9-point lead. And here come the Eagles. A cross-court pass, skip pass, clear across, goes over to Ottoman, inside the paint. There's Behrens again. This time the shot is up and off, no good. But a whistle and a foul, and we're going to put Brooklyn Behrens at the line, where she'll be shooting two shots.
That's going to be on Addie Cisco, her second personal foul. It's going to be 14 fouls now for Pawnee City.
At the free throw line, Brooklyn Behrens, her first attempt from the line, shooting two. First one is up and good, and Brooklyn Behrens, the senior, is already in double figures. She has 10 points in the ballgame with 2:26 to go in the first quarter. Second shot is up and good also. 11 points now for Brooklyn Behrens. Dad's sitting right beside us here with a big smile on his face. That's 11 for Behrens right now, in case anybody's asking. He's smiling from ear to ear. Blaine right beside us tonight. Down court comes Pawnee City with the basketball. Benson with a jump shot right side doesn't go. Ottoman is there for the defensive rebound. Outlet pass to Daly Pelican to Behrens. Behrens top of the key back to Taryn Ottoman. Thought about the three. Now Chloe Weiss backs it out on the right wing around the outside perimeter to Daly Pelican. Inside the paint it goes. Behrens driving layup. No foul that time. The ball blocked away by Cisco. Went out of bounds. I thought maybe we were going to see Behrens back at the line for a minute. There's a sub in now for the Pawnee City Indians into the ballgame. Let's see, did that say 15? Oh, we're in trouble. I don't have a 15 on my program. We'll look it up here in a minute. Here's Pelican with a long three, top of the key, up and good. Nice job there by Daly Pelican. They gave her an open look from the top of the circle, and she knew what to do with it and dropped it in. I have to see if we can come up with a program and find out who number 15 is. They're not listed on the roster, but they're in the ballgame. This is Gira with the basketball in the paint. A little floater in the lane that doesn't go. Ottoman has the rebound down to Behrens. Fast break, Chloe Weiss. Driving layup for Weiss. No whistle. And a foul is going to be called on Pawnee City.
That's going to be on number two, Emily Cetula. Her first personal foul. Justin Brock now in bonus with five team fouls for Pawnee City.
I thought I had a program here for tonight's ballgame. Yes, I do. We'll look up and see if we can find a number 15 for Pawnee City. There's a free throw is up and good. The first one is up. Went through for Chloe Weiss. That's her first point of the night. Okay, that is Haley Plager. All right. Plager did not make our roster here, but she's in the ballgame. Haley Plager. Second shot is up and good also for Chloe Weiss. She made them both. Weiss with a pair of free throws. Makes our score 18-2. Suddenly, Johnson Brock, after a slow start in the first 3 or 4 minutes, has just blown this thing wide open. There's a jump shot up and off, no good, put up by Erica Gira, and the rebound down to Johnson Brock. Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Gira gives chase. Weiss across the timeline to Brooklyn Buckmeyer, right corner. Underneath Ottoman, off the glass, up and good. Taryn Ottoman, when they can get the ball into her, she's pretty much unstoppable. She's got 4 points now, and it's 20-2, under a minute to go here in the first quarter. Erica Gira, bounce pass, goes inside Ottersburg with it. Cameron goes to the right wing. They tried to get it under the bucket, looking for Plager on the baseline. The ball got kicked away, knocked out of bounds off of Johnson Brock. More subs in now for Pawnee City. Via Bleka is into the lineup. Bleka's on the floor. Pierce is back in there. Another sub coming in off the bench on the far side for the Indians is Taylan Bleka into the game. 43 seconds to go here in the quarter. Inbound the pass. Comes up to Gatula. She goes in for a floater. Blocked away nicely by Taryn Ottoman. That's the second one of those where Gatula has tried to drive the baseline on the right side, and Ottoman just going up and blocking the ball away. All right, Indians ball on the baseline under their own basket to the top of the circle. It comes up to Taylan Bleka, driving lay-in up. Bleka partially blocked, got it back out to Pierce, top of the key. Here's Gatula in the paint with a floater. It's up off the rim. That won't go, and the rebound is picked up on the baseline by the Eagles. Down court with it. Let's see who's checked in there now for the Eagles. We've got a sub in the ballgame. On the far side across the way is Casey Knippelmeyer in the contest. Rebound, Cameron Ottersburg. Outlet pass goes to Pierce. Collision between a couple of Johnson Brock players. Taryn Ottoman just ran over one of her players coming back down court. Traveling is going to be called on Kara Pierce. That was quite a collision with nobody else in the area, two Johnson Brock girls. 6 seconds to go here in the quarter, 20-2. And now we've got an official timeout here. What the official is going to make them go back and take it out again. 5.6 seconds or nearing the end of the first quarter here. Ottoman's going to inbound it. The official's still talking to the scorer's table there. They're going to put the 6-point-something back up there, 6.2. Inbound, long inbound pass to Casey Knippelmeyer, top of the key to the left wing. In goes Chloe Weiss with a floater at the buzzer. Shot does not go after one quarter. 20-2. Johnson Brock leads it.
We'll be back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto self-serve and save money today.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All five starters back on the four now for Johnson Brock. Same thing for Pawnee City, the same 10 that started the ballgame. JB with the basketball. Chloe Weiss on the left elbow goes inside the paint to Taryn Ottoman with a long three from the right side that's off no good. Behrens has the rebound. Now they try to take it away from her. Gatula reaches in and tied up. Brooklyn Behrens, jump ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Pawnee City Indians. Gatula will inbound it on the baseline under the Johnson Brock basket against full court pressure. Into Cisco. Cisco comes right back to Gatula with it, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Inside it goes to Ottersberg. Cameron Ottersberg in the paint. Feeds it to shot is up and off by Benson. Doesn't go. And the rebound to Taryn Ottoman. Gets it out to Daly Pelican. Pelican, a cross-court pass, finds Chloe Weiss. Now Buckmeyer with the ball to Ottoman. Weiss for three from the corner. Got it. Nothing but nylon for Chloe Weiss, as she now has 5 points, and that one didn't even touch the rim from way outside the three-point arc. I'm amazed, Clara, at how far outside the arc some of these players are launching these threes. The last couple of weeks, I've seen a lot of NBA distance threes being put up in the high school game. Here's a steal by Chloe Weiss. Weiss down court. Gets it to Brooklyn Behrens. Has to chase it down in the corner. She's going to pull up and shoot a three. Doesn't go. Weiss is there for the rebound. How Chloe Weiss went in and got that rebound out of the crowd, I'm not sure, but she did it. Now Weiss with a little floater that doesn't go. Brooklyn Behrens has the rebound. Up to Pelican. Top of the key. Finds Ottoman. Into the corner. Right side again is Chloe Weiss with the basketball. Up top it comes to Pelican.
We've got 6:30 left to go in this second quarter. 20 on the shot clock.
Here's Ottoman for three from the corner. In and out, no good. Gatula with the rebound. Took it away from Cisco. Gatula down court. Gives it to Benson. Turn around, turn right over again to Chloe Weiss. Then a whistle, and I believe they're going to call traveling on Johnson Brock's Chloe Weiss. That'll give the ball back to Pawnee City. My name is Randy Gatula, Clara Heller alongside tonight here on Sunny 101.3. We're live at Johnson Brock High School. With the ball comes Kara Pierce. Pierce is under the bucket, got trapped. She'll be called for traveling, and it'll be yet another turnover. Pawnee City just not able to get any offense on track here against this tenacious defense being put on the floor by Johnson Brock tonight. 23-2 our score. 6:05 to go still in the first half here at Johnson. Top of the key, Chloe Weiss got away from Pierce, goes into Buckmeyer. She's trapped out to Pelican for three. Off, no good. Cisco battling with Behrens. Ball is loose on the floor. Ottersberg comes up with it, gives it up to Cisco. Cisco puts it down court, safe going out of bounds by Benson. Behrens is there chasing down Benson, and now Gatula handles the basketball at the top of the circle. Emily Gatula driving lay-in up and good with the left-handed lay-in. 5'7 sophomore Emily Gatula. Went to the left side of the basket, executed it perfectly with the left hand. At the other direction, here comes Johnson Brock. Pelican, they go to Behrens in the corner. Pelican left wing, top of the key, Weiss. Around the horn, lob pass inside. Buckmeyer backs in against Cisco. Top of the key, there's Weiss for three. That one short off the front of the rim. And Kara Pierce has the rebound for Pawnee City. Down it comes to Cisco. Oh, that could have, yep, traveling is going to be the call. Cisco just couldn't get the dribble down there for Johnson Brock. Kinley Weiss into the ballgame. Also in now comes Ruby Gravatt. So Kinley Weiss and Ruby Gravatt on the floor now for Johnson Brock. Inbound the ball to Kinley Weiss at the top of the key. Weiss works to the left wing with it. Into the corner. Buckmeyer back up top to Weiss across to Pelican on the right wing. Looking for Gravatt in the paint. She's covered up in there pretty handily by Cisco. A cross-court pass comes to Behrens. Now Pelican to the left side finds Buckmeyer. Now it's into Gravatt. Ruby tried to make a move to the basket. They're slapping at her. We're going to have a whistle and a foul called against the Pawnee City Indians.
That That one's going to be on number one, Kara Pierce, her third personal foul, first team foul for Pawnee City.
So Kara Pierce in a bit of foul trouble there with three already. She's going to come out of the ballgame. In to replace her is Taylan Blecka. Blecka, 5'6", sophomore, in replacing Kara Pierce in foul trouble. All right, inbounding the ball, Kinley Weiss into the corner to Buckmeyer. Bounce pass inside, Gravatt, turnaround shot, nice move to the bucket, got it up over Cisco, couldn't get it to drop down there, and the rebound comes to Pawnee City. Gatula on the dribble across the timeline, goes to the right side, Blecka. Blecka tries to go up with a shot, she'll be called for traveling, it'll be a turnover and give the ball back to the Johnson-Brock Eagles. I've got two number 10s, I'm sure I've got that right though, with Kinley Weiss on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, that's Kinley Weiss wearing number 10 for Johnson-Brock in the varsity jersey here. Across the line comes Pelican with the pass into Behrens on the corner. Back up top, skip pass to Pelican. Kinley Weiss left wing. They go in the paint. Gravatt shot off the glass. No. Ruby had a nice look at the basket, just couldn't get it to fall for it. Now in backcourt, having a bit of trouble against Addie Cisco. Down court, Cameron Ottersberg laying up and good. Ottersberg with her first 2 points of the ball game. Cameron averages 2 points a game. She's got two already. 23-6 the score with 3:50 to play here in the first half. Here's a turnaround shot up and good by Brooklyn Behrens, and she came to play tonight. I don't know what she had for supper, but I hope they kept track of it because she's playing well. Maybe it was breakfast this morning. In the corners, Ottersberg driving on Buckmeyer. Shot is up, walked away. Rebound, Ottersberg. Outlet pass stolen away by Brooklyn Behrens. Behrens isn't just getting it done offensively. She's playing some good defense. There she goes again, driving lay-in. Couldn't get that one. Cisco's there for the rebound. Outlet pass, Gatula. Down court, it comes to Blecka. Feeds it underneath, tried to get it into Benson. Ball tipped away, knocked out of bounds by Daly Pelican. Pelican touched it last. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Now into the lineup. Casey Knippelmeyer comes in onto the floor. And also Haley Nichols. Hallie Nichols, and also. There's a bounce pass into the corner. Jump shot. Benson doesn't get it, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson-Brock. At the free throw line will be Kinsley Benson. She's a 5'5 sophomore, averages 5 points per ball game, has not scored yet tonight.
And that foul is on number 3, Casey Knippelmeyer. Her first personal foul, first team foul for JV.
Kinsley Benson at the line shooting 2 for Pawnee City. The first free throw is on the way, up and good. Kinsley Benson with her first point of the night. She'll have a second shot coming.
We've got 3:16 left to go in the second quarter. Your score 25-6. Johnson-Brock with the lead.
Kinsley Benson for Pawnee City, ready for her second free throw attempt here. Looks to the basket, launches the shot. It's up, this is just wide right, doesn't go. And the rebound is brought down by Kinley Weiss. Kinley Weiss across the timeline. Gives the basketball up to Nichols. Nichols across court, back it comes to Weiss. This is Kinley Weiss now, not Chloe. Nichols in the corner, bounce pass into traffic. Up to Kinley, across court. Daly Pelican, baseline right side, that's Knippelmeyer, inside to Nichols. Knippelmeyer gets the ball right back to Pelican. Shot clock at 9. Pelican top of the circle. In the corner right side, Knippelmeyer back to Pelican. She's going to launch a quarter of a mile long three-pointer there. Hit the rim, didn't go. Rebound to Pawnee City. Coming down with it, Erica Geary. She phoned that in from another area code. It was so far out there. Into the corner right side. Ball knocked away. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Johnson-Brock.
Yeah, that one is going to be on Kinley Weiss, her first personal foul. And 2 team fouls now for Johnson-Brock.
That's going to send, it's not a shooting foul. It was just on the floor. It'll be Pawnee City's basketball. Taylan Blecka will inbound it. Blecka inbounds to Erica Geary. From the corner, Benson for 3. This is off, doesn't go, and now Chloe Weiss back in the ballgame gets the rebound. Chloe Weiss out onto the right side to Pelican. Chloe Weiss dribbles out near the midcourt circle, works to the left wing with it to Casey Knippelmeyer. Knippelmeyer holds the ball back to Weiss inside Ruby Gravatt. Ruby flips it out to Pelican. They're using a lot of shot clock here now. No hurry. You're up 25-7. Ruby Gravatt, follow shot, put back up. That won't go down by Chloe Weiss. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Everybody going after it. Finally, we get a whistle. Substitutes back in for Johnson Brock. Buckmeyer back onto the floor, as is Ottoman. Who else is coming out here for Johnson Brock into the game? Looks like Emily Bowling in the game. Bowling, a junior, on the floor now for the Eagles.
We've got 1:54 left to go before halftime. Your score 25-7. Johnson Brock in the lead.
They lob it into Buckmeyer. She can't get the bunny under the basket. The rebound comes down to Pawnee City. Here come the Indians. This is Kinley Benson. Bounce pass to the corner. Here's a three from the corner. Left side up and good. Getting that shot from the corner for Pawnee City. Nevaeh Blecka. And she hits the tray from deep in the corner. Makes it 25-10 now. 15-point lead for the Eagles. 1:29 to go in the first half. Be sure to be with us for our halftime show. We'll give you a rundown of the individual scoring and how it went in the first half. All the way down, driving for a layup. Ball is loose, saved by Chloe Weiss. She tosses it in. This is probably going to end up with a fast break run out up by Ottoman. What a great job Chloe Weiss did, not only is saving the ball, but flipping it down the floor to Taryn Ottoman for the run out lay in there. Makes it 27-10 with 1 minute to go. Ball goes off the foot of Taryn Ottoman. They've got quite a thing planned here at halftime of the girls' varsity. They call it cluck a duck or chuck a duck, and you're going to throw little plastic ducks out at a target at midcourt. Closest duck to the target gets $100, they tell me. Taryn Ottoman on the dribble. 48 seconds to go. Long three by Ottoman. Ooh, in and out of there. Buckmeyer has the rebound in traffic. Out to Chloe Weiss, back to Ottoman, top of the key. She thought about it again. From the free throw line, turnaround shot up and good by Kelly Nichols. Nichols with her first 2 points of the ball game. Makes it 29-10 now. Into forecourt come the Indians with the ball. Erica Garrett to the right side. Another try for the two from the right wing. That one wouldn't go for Blecka. She hit a three there a minute ago. Rebound to Buckmeyer. Outlet pass. Down court comes Chloe Weiss. Shot clock is turned off. 12 seconds to play here in the first half. 29-10. Chloe Weiss gives to Ottoman. Ottoman across back to Weiss. She'll launch a three from the right side. That's off. Got her own rebound. Did a great job of following her shot. Puts a shot up. It went in, but they're going to say she traveled. She got it to go, but they say she traveled. 4/10 of a second left. Stay with us for our halftime show. It'll be coming up. With just 4/10 of a second, the buzzer will sound at the half, 29-10. Johnson Brock on top.
Now we'll take a 2-minute timeout, and we'll be back for that halftime scoring report. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Community Medical Center in Falls City is proud to be recognized by the Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services with the 2024 Rural Provider Excellence and Quality Award. CMC is one of 10 critical access hospitals recognized for delivering high-quality health care and first-class patient experience in our state's rural communities. CMC is dedicated to delivering cutting-edge health care while maintaining the highest standards for patient care, quality, and safety every single day. Learn more at www.cmcfc.org.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea. Flu season is here, but did you know that getting vaccinated can make a huge difference? Each year, flu vaccines prevent millions of illnesses and flu-related doctor's visits. By getting vaccinated, you're not only protecting yourself, but also helping to reduce the spread of the virus to those around you. It's a simple step that can significantly reduce your risk of severe illness and keep you healthier throughout flu season. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about the benefits of flu vaccines. JCHOSP.com.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Pawnee City Indians 29-10. If you wonder what's going on in the background with the noise out there, Superintendent Jeff Kaler has everyone's attention right now. They're doing the fundraiser for Tom Osborne's Teammates program, and what it is, you buy plastic ducks, and then they throw them all at a target out at midcourt, and the duck that lands closest to the target or in the target gets $100, and here they come, and there are ducks flying everywhere tonight at Johnson Brock. A couple of them have bounced nearly into the basket. I think one's in there.
I do, yeah. I think there's a couple, maybe.
I think there's a couple of them in the basket, so they may be splitting that $100. Hopefully we can listen and find out who the winners were. Maybe it'll be me. I had a couple of ducks in the chase. Let's take a look now at the individual scoring in the first half. First of all, for the Pawnee City Indians, the visitors, they have 10 points on the board. They're led by Navia Bleka with 3. Emily Skatula has 2. Addie Sisko with 2. Kinsley Benson added 1 for their total of 10. From the free throw line, the Pawnee City Indians went 1 out of 2. Individual scoring for Johnson Brock, a big first half for Brooklyn Barons. Brooklyn with 13 points at the half. Adding 6 was Taryn Ottoman. Chloe Weiss has 5. Daly Pelican with 3. And Allie Nichols added 2 for their total of 29. From the free throw line, Johnson Brock hit 4 out of 6 tonight at the charity stripe in the first half. In the halftime score, 29-10 now, the Johnson Brock Eagles leading the Pawnee City Indians. We're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout, update you with the latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes, and then we'll be back with third quarter action coming up. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Trailers, farm supplies, hardware, lawn and garden, paint and tools, family clothing, boots and jeans. There's so much to our store, you'll find what you're looking for. We're glad to answer questions, full service guarantee. Farm and City Supply is where you'll find it. Farm and City Supply is country popping through and through. We take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
It's a new year, and Nemaha County Hospital wants to help you start it off right with health and safety in mind. Whether you schedule your annual wellness exam, commit to regular exercise, or make safe choices at home and on the road, small steps lead to big changes. Let's make 2025 your healthiest and safest year yet. Call your primary care physician today to schedule your wellness check. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick with your weather for the tri-state area. We're going to be a little bit above our average low temperatures for tonight, and as we head through the week towards the weekend, by Friday night our low temperatures will drop into the low 10s, but then Saturday night we'll rebound back in the low 20s, which will put us above for this time of year. Average highs around this time of year, 34 degrees, and our average low is around 13 degrees. Into tonight, the chance of snow showers will continue through the overnight under cloudy skies with a low around 20 degrees, with northwest winds at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. By Friday, we'll see partly sunny skies with a high near 29, with afternoon winds picking up at 5 to 10 and gusting as high as 20 miles per hour again. Friday night looks partly cloudy with a low around 13 degrees with less southwest winds at 5 to 10. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny skies are expected with a high near 33 degrees with south-southwest winds around 5 to 10 miles per hour. I'm weatherology meteorologist Jay Marslick on Sunny 101.3.
There's a special deal at U.S. Cellular where you can get four lines for just $90. It's perfect for you, barbershop quartet.
That's us.
There's no trade-in needed, and it comes with four free phones of your choice.
Four free phones.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
We value human connection with fewer distractions. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Visit U.S. Cellular, located at 1015 Central Avenue in Auburn.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group, direct written premium.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside Johnson Brock High School. It's halftime. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles leading the Pawnee City Indians. Our halftime score 29-10. We mentioned when we gave the starting lineups tonight that missing from the Pawnee City Indians roster was Maddie Osborne. She and her family got caught out in California where all the fires and bad weather, and were late getting back. They sent me a message a minute ago. I got a text that they just landed, so they are back in Nebraska. Welcome home. We're glad to have Maddie and her family back safely in Nebraska. Quite an experience seeing all those fires out there. They were in the Los Angeles area, as I understand it. That's another one of the nice things, Claire, about the MSC Radio app. They can just flip their phone on and listen to us anywhere in the world, and we're happy to have them along with us here tonight. Again, 29-10, our halftime score. A reminder, this is the first half of a doubleheader. We'll have the big boys game coming up. And, Claire, I'm looking forward to that. Johnson Brock is just pulverizing people here. They've been winning by 15, 20 points and more. They're 9-0 on the season. Meanwhile, Pawnee City, all they've been doing is just quietly winning ball games. They're 6-1 at Pawnee. So these two teams have played 16 ball games, and between the two of them, they've won 15 of them. So looking for a fun matchup when Pawnee City and Johnson Brock get together in the boys' game. Right now, we move into third quarter action of the girls' varsity contest. Pawnee City with the basketball, inbound to Gatula. She looks to Cisco in the corner. Ottoman knocks the ball away, but Cisco touched it last. So it'll belong to Johnson Brock. Lady Eagles with their same five starters on the floor. Same thing for Pawnee City. The same 10 people that started the ballgame are out there to begin the second half. Here comes Johnson Brock with the ball. Chloe Weiss around to Behrens. Inside Ottoman. Ottoman shot up and good. And a whistle and a foul. So the basket is good by Taryn Ottoman. And she drew the personal foul.
And that one's going to be on number 44, Addie Cisco. That's going to be her third personal foul. First team foul of the quarter.
Taryn Ottoman will be at the line for the and one. Kind of quiet in the first half, only 6 points for Taryn. Here she is shooting the end one. The shot is up and off. Couldn't get it. A battle for the rebound, and Brooklyn Behrens comes out of there with it for the Eagles. Her outlet pass comes up top. This is Chloe Weiss with the dribble. Weiss directing traffic with one hand, dribbling the basketball with the other. Off to Buckmeyer, inside to Behrens. Again, back to Weiss, almost knocked away there by Pierce. She came out after it. Pierce kind of living on edge there. She's got three personals. Here's Behrens for a driving floater that won't go. Got her own rebound. Out to Weiss, skip pass across court, top of the key, Buckmeyer. She turned down an open three. Now Pelican, they go inside, come to the right side. Pelican for three from the corner. It's in and out of there, and Behrens with the rebound. Boy, Brooklyn Behrens are just having a whale of a ball game, Claire.
Oh, yeah, she definitely is. She's got 6.3 rebounds. Defensive and offensive have been playing very, very strongly.
See who this one's going to be on. They had a foul there, I think. They haven't posted it yet. Hopefully they'll put it up shortly. Might have been on Gatula. Across court it comes. Pelican with the ball, top of the key. Troy Weiss back to Pelican on the right elbow. Skip pass all the way across to Brooklyn Buckmeyer on the left side. Buckmeyer's going to launch a long three. She got it. Brooklyn Buckmeyer hits the three, her first points of the night. Another one of those from well outside the three-point arc. Buckmeyer's first 3 points, 34-10 the score. Gatula with the ball, lost her dribble, needs help. Gets it off to Pierce. Pierce goes all the way to the baseline. She's trapped. Gives up top to Cisco. Cross-court pass stolen away. On the breakaway, Pelican driving lay-in up and good. Daly Pelican has 5 points in the ballgame for Johnson Brock. Full court pressure. Chloe Weiss tries to go in for the steal. Tried to knock it away down there from Benson. I think Weiss is going to get tagged for the personal.
Yeah, that's going to be Johnson Brock's first team foul, so nothing to worry about quite yet.
Second personal foul, I believe, on Chloe Weiss. 36-10, Johnson Brock in command here. Inbound pass. They toss it into Gatula. Emelise Gatula, the sophomore, goes to Benson with the bounce pass as they come across the midcourt line into forecourt. There's another steal. Buckmeyer gets it out ahead to Pelican. Pelican goes around Pierce, driving layup, no. Rebound, Behrens. Behrens, follow shot, no. Got her own rebound again. Comes out top to Ottoman, around to Chloe Weiss, free throw line floater. Weiss up and off, no good. Buckmeyer and Cisco battle for it. Cisco came down with it, and then Chloe Weiss came in and took the ball away. They're going to say it's Pawnee City's ball, and they're going to tag Chloe Weiss with a personal.
Yeah, that's going to be Weiss's third personal foul. Two team fouls now for JV.
Chloe stood up with a look of disbelief on her face from that one as she was battling for the ball down there. You have to look up at that scoreboard and see the 36-10 and realize that's probably not something you're all upset about. Here's a pass stolen away. Down to Pelican. Almost lost the handle. Gives back to Buckmeyer. Ottersberg did a good job of cutting Buckmeyer off at the pass for the lay-in. Here's a long three up by Ottoman. No. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Pawnee City's Cisco, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. In the ballgame right now for Johnson Brock is Kinley Weiss once again. Kinley, just a freshman. She's been seeing some varsity time. I saw her playing up at the Weeping Water Tournament also. Here's a pass that's deflected away and knocked out of bounds. Touching it last over there was Kara Pierce for Pawnee City. Johnson Brock will get the ball back.
And it's 5:23 left to go in the third quarter, 36-10. Johnson Brock in the lead.
Daly Pelican gives it up top to Weiss, around to the near side. Weiss at the top of the circle. Again, this is Kinley Weiss now, not Chloe that's handling the ball. Kinley bounce pass to Behrens. Behrens lays it up and good. What a ball game for Brooklyn Behrens. That's 15 in the ball game now. Or Behrens. Timeout taken on the floor.
And we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Girls Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get involved in community service. Become an active member of a service organization or church group. Our community is a great place to live. All of us at Frontier Bank are working together to create a powerful force for the good of the community. There's no greater gift than a gift of giving.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Clara Heller, back with you at Johnson Brock High School. 5:03 to play in the third quarter. Our score, Johnson Brock 38, Pawnee City 10. Here in the girls' varsity contest, boys' varsity basketball coming up after this one. We're going to have lots of basketball coming up here tomorrow night.
We'll have high school basketball for you again tomorrow night on Sunny 101.3. It's going to be HRS Titans in Sterling to face the Sterling Jets and a girl-boy doubleheader with the girls' game set to tip off around 6. And then also on KTNC, John Nixon will have the call as Sacred Heart Irish hosts the Diller Odell Griffins from Fall City.
So lots of basketball tomorrow night. Here's a steal. Brooklyn Behrens, breakaway left-handed lay-in, up and good. Brooklyn Behrens, 17 points in the ballgame. She averages 9.6 per contest on the season, almost has doubled it. Here's a jump shot from the left side, up and good by Kinsley Benson. Benson with a nice little floater off the left side of the lane. Pelican brings the ball up court to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Inside, Behrens lobs it over to Ottoman. Behrens probably turned down 2 points right there. Put it to Ottoman. Now Kinley Weiss with the ball, top of the key. Oops, traveling. It'll be called on the freshman. over on the far side. It'll be a turnover to give it back to Pawnee City. Into the game now for the Indians. Checking in is Erica Guerra. Mentioned Erica Guerra is one of three sisters. They are triplets on this basketball team. We see a lot of twins, but not many triplets show up on a team. That's what Pawnee City has. In trouble with the ball was Vice, or rather Benson, and Benson got rid of it. Then it went out of bounds, and Johnson Brock touched it last, so it'll be Pawnee City's ball. Inbounding it, Kara Pierce. Pierce, 5'3 senior point guard, will inbound it. Playing in foul trouble, she's got three personals. She gets it into the right side to Benson. Benson has the ball stolen away. Barron's down court. Pelican. Pelican driving lay-in up and good. Barron's with the assist. Daly Pelican knows what to do with it. She's got 7 points now for the Eagles, and it's a 30-point lead. And another steal by Pelican and another run-out lay-in. Up and off the glass and good. So Daly Pelican is just pouring them in. Suddenly she's got 9-6 here in the third quarter. And now a long down court pass. Pierce was looking in the corner trying to find Kinsley Benson. Ball was too tall. Benson couldn't get to it. Now Ruby Gravatt back into the lineup. And Casey Knippelmeyer come into the ballgame. Ottoman and Barons will sit down and take a well-deserved break here. Their team up 44-12. Johnson Brock dominating, as you might expect here. Johnson Brock 8-1. They lost their season opener to a much bigger school than Lincoln Christian. Since then, they've reeled off 8 straight wins, working on 9 here tonight. Buckmeyer, a cross-court pass to Daly Pelican, left side in the paint. Ruby Gravatt kicks it back out to Pelican for 3. It's short off the rim. Gravatt battles with Cisco. Cisco comes down with the rebound and gets the outlet pass to Guerra. Guerra goes to the corner right side. Pawnee City trapped underneath. Turnaround shot, Ottersburg, partially blocked by Buckmeyer. Loose basketball, rebounded by Gravatt. Ruby Gravatt gets the ball out to Pelican. Down court, Kinley Weiss, top of the key. To the right side it comes. On the right, that's Kinley Weiss on the right side. Now Weiss with the ball. Back to the top of the circle. Buckmeyer into the corner left. That's Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey Knippelmeyer gets her first bucket of the night as she hits a 3 from the left side corner.
2:46 left to go here in the third quarter. 47-12, your score.
There's that 3-pointer that went, Ryan went behind the backboard. You know, Clara, I used to shoot that in high school. It was called a fadeaway jump shot. The ball would fade away behind the backboard. That's where that one went. There comes Johnson Brock with the ball. Daly Pelican lobs it inside into traffic. Back it comes from Knippelmeyer. Again, Knippelmeyer, she's double-team, triple-team. Out to the left wing. There's a long 3 that's up and off. No good. That one launched by Kinley Weiss. Rebound, Pawnee City. Guerra down court. She wants to go coast-to-coast with it. Lost it in the corner. They're trapped down there. Now she did a good job of putting it off of Daly Pelican's leg and throwing it out of bounds. Erica Guerra found herself trapped down there. Into the ballgame now for Johnson Brock. Helly Nichols checks in. Helly Nichols, a senior, on the floor now for the Eagles with 2:14 to go here in the third period. Remember, this is just the first of 2 games. We've got the boys' varsity game coming up later tonight. There's a pass stolen away with the steal. Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey with the dribble to the left. Is she Natalie's little sister?
She is.
I was wondering. I remember Natalie playing a lot of ball here. There's a shot from the right side by Nichols. Up and off, no good. Pelican got the rebound. Gets it back out to Casey. Casey clears it up top now to Kinley Weiss. Top of the circle, Ruby Gravatt's going to hold the ball for a moment. Nichols in the corner left side. Up top it comes. Pelican around the horn. Gravatt. I have a dickens of a time there with Casey Knippelmeyer and Kinley Weiss. They just look alike to me for some reason. Unless I get a good look at their number down there, well, I may be guilty of occasionally confusing the two of them. Full disclosure. There's a shot up by Ottersburg. Tried for her own rebound. Couldn't get it. Rebound the other direction. This is Kinley Weiss bringing it into forecourt. She slows things down, top of the circle, across court, goes into the corner. Casey Knippelmeyer back up top. Pelican handling the ball. You're looking at the basketball team of the future here for Johnson Brock right now. Underneath, a shove and a push foul underneath. Falling to the floor on the baseline was Casey Knippelmeyer. She'll be going to the line and a chance to get at the line for some points.
And that foul is going to be on number 4, Cameron Ottersberg. Her first personal foul, third team foul for Pawnee City.
Here at the free throw line, the first one is up and good. Making the first one was Casey Knippelmeyer. Casey now with 4 points. She hit a tray there a minute ago. She'll have a second shot coming. Ready for her second free throw is Casey Knippelmeyer, the freshman. Shot is up and got it. Rimmed around, got the roll. She's got 5 in the ball game. Always fun when a freshman comes up with 5 varsity points in a contest. Pawnee City having a real struggle getting any offense on track here today. On the right side, trying to back out. Open look, too short off the front of the rim, put up by Kinsley Benson. But a steal by Benson. Benson takes it in, driving, laying up, and got it. Nice move by Kinsley Benson. She made the steal, weaved her way between 2 or 3 defenders, put it off the glass, and Benson has 5 points now for the Indians. 49-14. Johnson Brock in command here. Closing seconds of the third quarter. Here's a turnaround shot on the baseline. Right side up and good. Who got that? Bowling?
Emily Bowling.
Emily Bowling on the baseline on the right. Seen a lot of players in the ball game here. Now we're going to have carrying the ball, palming the ball. Called against Kinsley Benson. And his turnover gives it back to Johnson Brock. Casey Knippelmeyer will inbound it. Let's see who we've got checking in now for Pawnee City. Taylin Blecka. 5'6 sophomore, Taylin checks into the lineup. And on the dribble into forecourt comes Kinley Weiss with the ball. Kinley across the timeline. Works to the left elbow. Back up top, it comes to Weiss. Knippelmeyer from the corner for 3. No. Chasing it down is Weiss in the corner on the left side. She's in trouble. Flip the ball in and coming up with it is Cisco. There's the buzzer and the end of the third period.
Well, we're going to take a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the high school girls basketball game on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
We move to live action in the fourth quarter. Johnson Brock with the basketball setting the offense. Lob pass comes across to Brooklyn Buckmeyer. Top of the key, Chloe Weiss. Brooklyn Buckmeyer goes inside to Ottoman. Cisco's there to pick her up defensively. From the left side, a 3 is up by Barons. Doesn't go. Pelican has the rebound. Gives it into Ottoman in traffic. She'll take it to the hoop. Got it to fall, and she is fouled. Taryn Ottoman got the bucket, and she'll go to the line for the and one. Ottoman in double figures now, 10 points in the ballgame.
And that foul is going to be on number 44, Addie Cisco. That's her fourth personal foul, first team foul for Pawnee City.
At the free throw line, Taryn Ottoman. She is 0 for 3 from the line so far tonight. She is in double figures with 10 points. Ottoman's first free throw is up. Got it. She completed the and one, and she now has 11 in the ballgame. The official stop play here for a minute for a sub. Cameron Ottersberg back into the lineup for Pawnee City. She will replace Addie Cisco, who sets out with 4 personal fouls. 54-14, your score. It's a 40-point advantage now for Johnson Brock. Gatula into forecourt with the basketball to the right side to Kara Pierce. Pierce holds it on the right elbow. Barons is out there chasing after her. They come to the near side with a pass to Madeline Gatula in the lineup now. That's Madeline Gatula. Now, Emmalise Gatula, I've got to be specific here. Ottersberg up to Madeline Gatula, top of the circle. Madeline dribbles to the right side of the lane, gives it up to Emmalise. Ball is loose, people diving after it. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Emily Scatula. She'll get tagged for the foul.
That's going to be her third personal, two team fouls now for Pawnee City.
So, it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Chloe Weiss on the dribble. Brooklyn Barron's left wing. A far side, Ottoman for three from the corner. She got it. She hadn't done that yet tonight. And Taryn Ottoman, and almost every time I've seen her play, has dropped a couple of those threes from out here, and she got that one down. So after a kind of a slow start, suddenly Ottoman's got 14 points. She's counting that as an off night when you're averaging 21. Ottoman almost got the steal. She touched it last. It went out of bounds. She was down there battling with Pawnee City's Navia Blecka for that loose basketball. Indians will have it. Kara Pierce will trigger it in on the baseline right side. Back in comes Addie Sisko. Sisko replacing Madeline Gatula now for Pawnee City. 5:54 to go in the ballgame. Lob pass comes to the top of the key. Gatula with it. Gives it out to the corner for a long three. That three put up by Navia Blecka doesn't go. Kara Pierce with a floater in the paint. It won't go. And Ottoman gets the rebound for the Eagles. Pass break. Chloe Weiss gives to Pelican. All up and good by Pelican. Give Chloe Weiss the assist. Pelican in double figures now. She has 11 for Johnson Brock. Here come the Indians. Ottersberg, turnaround shot from the free throw line. Hit the back of the rim, would not drop for. Ottoman's there for the rebound. Ottoman takes it all the way into the paint with the basketball. There's a shot up on the right side that doesn't go. Rebound by Barons, and now it's ripped away. The ball goes out of bounds. Barons and Ottersberg fighting for the ball. Host of substitutions. We got two platoon basketball here now. Five new players in. Help me ID the players on the floor here.
For Johnson Brock, we have Ruby Gravatt, Kinley Weiss, Casey Knippelmeyer, Holly Nichols, and Emily Bowling.
On the dribble is Eric Aguirre into forecourt for Pawnee City. Into the corner, down right to Kara Pierce, around to the left side. That's Benson, Kinley Benson. Shot is up off, no good. Rebound Sisko, follow shot won't go. Benson tips the ball away, knocks it out of bounds. She was down there battling with Emily Bowling for it and tipped the ball away, knocked it out, and it'll be Johnson Brock's basketball. Down court comes Kinley Weiss on the dribble. Weiss at the top of the key now works to the left wing with it. Skip pass comes over to Knippelmeyer. Into the corner, right side, Bowling. Now Ruby Gravatt in the baseline, right side of the basket. Ball stolen away. With the steal is Benson. Benson gives it up to Emily Scatula. Gatula goes around Ruby Gravatt, and now traveling is going to be called. Defense by Ruby Gravatt forced the travel there from Emily Scatula. More subs in for Johnson Brock. Help me out here.
We're going to have number 14, Lauren Barron, and then number 15, Ayla Eggers.
Okay, Ella Eggers into the ballgame. Trying freshman getting some playing time. Ruby Gravatt with the ball. Gravatt looking for Emily Bowling as Ted comes to the top of the key with it. Lob into the corner. Bowling. Nice steal. Stepping in and getting a steal for Pawnee City is Blecka at the top of the circle. Now to the left wing. Here's a long three from the left corner that's up and off. No good. Rebound brought out by the Indians. Boy, tenacious defense. Ruby Gravatt all over the ball handler there. And the ball ends up going out of bounds. I think it went off of Johnson Brock, so Pawnee City's going to have the ball. 3:09 to go here in regulation. There's a set shot from the corner. Off no good. Ruby Gravatt with the rebound. Gravatt into forecourt. Beats it to the top of the circle. Gravatt in the paint, turnaround shot up and off no good. Rebound try for follow shot. Everybody battling after the loose basketball. Finally, we get a whistle and a foul is going to be called, and we're going to send Johnson Brock to the line to shoot two shots. Ayla Eggers, is that who it is?
And that foul on number 11, Bree Gyra.
Is that Eggers, the ponytails?
At the free throw line, Lauren Barron.
Okay, Barron's at the line. Very good. I couldn't see the ponytail. Shot is up and good. I don't think we have Lauren Barron's on there, do we? She's wearing... They're kind of crossing me up here on some extra players getting in. First one was up and good, so Lauren Barron's got one, missed the second one. Pass break the other direction with 2 minutes to go. Here's a shot up that won't go. Rebound brought down by Johnson Brock's Emily Bowling. Barron's to the left side. There's a three from the left corner that's up and off, no good. Ruby Gravatt down there battling for the rebound with in the corner, and it got knocked away out of bounds. Touch last by Gravatt. She and Navia Bleckup were having at it. So now Pawnee City comes to set their offense. Taylan Blecka on the dribble. Taylan, bounce pass, has it taken away. Fast break, run out at the other direction. Up and off, no good. Ball goes to the floor, everybody after it. A jump ball is going to be called. We've got a running clock here now, so this game's going to wrap up pretty quickly. Be sure and stay tuned for our post-game show. Clara Heller is going to give you a rundown of all the individual scoring and how it went in this one, and then we'll have the pregame and move to the boys' varsity game coming up next. Justin Brock, long three, up and off, and the rebound comes down to the Indians. Coming out with the basketball, Taylan Blecka. Blecka gets the outlet pass to Gira into forecourt. Here's a shot from the left side wing, up and off, no good. Rebound bowling, fast break the other direction. All the way in for the driving layup, does not go. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Indians. Stepping to the line. Okay, we had a 15 that I filled in here for Pawnee City, but now this is 15. You told me who that was a minute ago.
That's Ayla Eggers.
That's Ayla Eggers. Free throw is up and rolled off. I've got her wearing 14. That's where the problem is coming, isn't it? All right. Second shot is up. It's off. Won't go in the rebound to Pawnee City. Fast break going the other direction to Bia Blecka. Driving lay-in up. Blecka off. No good. A battle underneath everybody after the ball. Finally, they fall to the floor. Taylan Blecka came out with a basketball but fell to the floor in doing so. That's going to wrap it up. You're going to hear the buzzer. Our final score tonight, Johnson Brock, 60, and Pawnee City, 14. 60-14 is your final. We're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then Clara Heller will be back with your post-game scoring wrap right after this two-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their ASB-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Pawnee Assisted Living is a nonprofit organization offering a 24-bed facility featuring beautiful home-like surroundings. Their friendly, helpful staff assists with administering medication, weekly housekeeping, and activities of daily living as needed. Meals, snacks, social activities are provided daily in a fun family environment. If you are looking for a comfortable assisted living home for your loved one, call Pawnee City Assisted Living today at 402-852-2055.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back to Johnson Brock High School. It's the time for our post-game show. The Johnson Brock Lady Eagles with the win, 60-14. And here's Clara Heller to take a look at the individual scoring for you.
Now for Pawnee City in that first quarter, we had Emily Gatula with 2 points, Cameron Ottersberg with 2 points, Nevaeh Blecka with a three, and Addie Sisko with 2 points. And and that was in the first half that came out with their halftime score of 10. In the first quarter for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Barons with a couple two-pointers and a three, Daily Pelican with a three, and Taryn Ottoman with a couple two-pointers, 20 after the first quarter, at half, 29. They're going to have 13 total points for Brooklyn Barons, 3 total points for Daily Pelican, Chloe Weiss with 5 and Taryn with 6. After the fourth quarter for Pawnee City, Emily Gatula with 2 points, Tinsley Benson with 5, and Cameron Ottersberg with 2, and Addie Sisko ends the game with 2 as well for their total of 14. After the fourth quarter for Johnson Brock, Brooklyn Barons with 17 points, Casey Knippelmeyer with 5, Daily Pelican with 11, Lauren Barons with 1, Brooklyn Buckmeyer with 3, Chloe Weiss with 5, Taryn Ottoman with 12, Howley Nichols with 2, and Emily Bowling with 2 as well for the final score, 60-14. And Johnson Brock also making 7 out of 10 of their free throws as a team as a whole.
So your final 60-14, Johnson Brock improves their record to 9-1 now on the season, and the Pawnee City Indians fall to 2-7. Don't go away. We're going to take about a 15-minute break here at Johnson Brock. We're going to send it back to MJ Evans at our studios, and then we'll be back with the pregame show and look at the starting lineups for tonight's boys varsity contest. That's coming up in about 15 minutes right here on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.